In Syria, there's not a lot of hope these days, except maybe for one ethnic group, the Kurds. Inside Syria, ethnic Kurds aren't allowed to speak Kurdish or hold traditional festivals, like the springtime Nowruz celebration. But as the Syrian government loses control over parts of the country, Syrian Kurds are gaining hope for a new autonomy, and maybe even a state of their own. NPR's Alice Fordham recently spent the Nowruz holiday with Syrian Kurds who fled to northern Iraq and filed this report.
It's the eve of Nowruz here in the Dar al-Shakran camp for Syrian refugees in northern Iraq. This part of Iraq is dominated by Kurdish people, and the people who fled the fighting in Syria who've come here are almost all Kurdish. Although they're in a camp, they're wearing the new bright clothes that are traditional. They're singing and dancing their traditional dances. The Kurdish minority in Syria has had a tough time. Numbering about 2 million, they've faced official and informal discrimination even before the war. And now they've run away from the fighting to live in these rows of thousands of tarpaulin tents nestled in the mountains. A young woman named Dima explains that in Syria, it's always been hard to speak Kurdish or sing their songs.
Of course, we was facing the difficulties to speak our language, our traditional songs. Of course, we was studying Arabic all the time in the school and the university. All things was Arabic, English too, but Kurdish don't allow us to do that.
A lot of people here say that they really miss their family and their old villages that they used to go to in Syria at this time of year, but they don't have the repression that existed in Syria where they weren't allowed to sing Kurdish songs, they weren't allowed to speak Kurdish. Although they're poor here, they're living in tents, they actually say they feel more free. A big part of that is because most people in this part of Iraq are also Kurdish. I speak with Nidal, whose little son's traditional baggy pants and colourful sash exactly match his dad's.
This is our home too, because it's the Kurdish homeland. And I'm very happy to be here, because for the last 3 years, we couldn't celebrate in Syria. And I'm happy to celebrate again. We have freedom here, and we do what we want.
The situation for Kurds inside Syria now is complicated. Different Kurdish factions have clashed with both the regime and with extremist Islamist rebels. Forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have largely withdrawn from Kurdish areas. This has allowed a certain shaky autonomy in some places. For many activists, this new freedom inside Syria and out is fueling nationalistic ambitions. Visiting another refugee camp, I squelch through the mud to the tent of Abu Ayas, who helps run things here. He explains that at the beginning of Syria's uprising, Kurds there were demanding citizenship, the right to own property. After they were granted that, they began to think bigger. He suspects Syria will break apart and that one of the pieces should become a region for Kurds.
We think that Syria will be divided, so it's our right to have our own land for Kurdish people that we govern.
Others go further. Faisal Ismail has been campaigning for Kurdish rights for decades. He now thinks that the time is coming for the ethnic Kurds living in Syria and Iran, Iraq and Turkey to unify and call for a state of their own.
I believe that the unification of Kurdistan is imminent because the people do not accept oppression from the countries that are occupying parts of Kurdistan.
Others aren't so sure. Iraq's Kurds have their own struggles, and neighboring countries would oppose the formation of a new state. Plus, many Syrian Kurds are still proud to be Syrian. One woman tells me that they celebrate Nowruz more freely now, but she still calls Syria home. Alice Fordham, NPR News.